Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota House has passed the dairy bill. The proposal allows the state government to help fund dairy farms who are eligible to apply and receive federal money. The bill will help 30 to 40 new Minnesota dairy farms in the state. The bill passed the House by a vote of 129 to 4, and it passed the Senate earlier in the session by a 66 to 0 vote. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. The state patrol is reminding Minnesotans that it's illegal to drive under the influence of cannabis on 420 today and every other day. Lieutenant Mike Lee.
You got to plan ahead for a sober ride. It is absolutely not an option to be driving high or impaired. There are so many options out there, and really it's just unacceptable to even think you could be driving in that state.
There are many 420 events going on across the state today. Adult use cannabis has been legal in Minnesota since August of 2023. More relief could be heading to the laid-off miners of the Iron Range. A bill is advancing through the House that would extend unemployment benefits for the additional 45 miners just laid off from HIBTAC. Republican Representative Spencer Igo is the author of the bill.
Here's the problem. When the range loses people, we lose people, and they don't come back. They'll find new jobs in other states. They'll find new opportunities. These unemployment extensions are critical to keeping our communities whole.
This comes after more than 600 miners were laid off last year on the range. The bill passed the committee and is heading to the House floor. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is waiving the requirement for vehicle permits at state parks and rec areas this Saturday. Parks and Trail Communication Specialist Lauren Peck says spring is a great time to visit.
You may start to see some of those early wildflowers popping up. Those spring ones like bloodroot start to really poke their heads out. We've got a lot of our migratory birds coming back to Minnesota as it warms up or passing through as they go farther north.
More information, including a full calendar of events, can be found on the DNR's website. In other headlines, U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith are urging the Department of Health and Human Services to release remaining funding for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In a letter, they noted that in Minnesota, LIHEAP has assisted more than 100,000 households this winter and prevented over 17,000 service disruptions. 36 Minnesota counties are under a red flag warning until 8 o'clock tonight due to extreme fire risk conditions. Leanne Langeberg is with the Interagency Fire Center in Grand Rapids.
Under red flag conditions, when we have these strong windy days, the relative humidity drops. That leaves less moisture available for plants to ward off any type of fire that could spark.
Langeberg says to keep in mind that embers can be carried over a mile in high winds like the ones we're experiencing today. And the city of Duluth is facing a new whistleblower lawsuit. Former employee Jessica McCarthy Nikila says she was retaliated against after reporting discriminatory behavior and unethical police practices involving people with substance use disorders. She claims she was disciplined and stripped of duties before resigning. This is MNN.